Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue, big boy. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I stand to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this dandy bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in this for true. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to All Barbs Radio. It's been a while. Hey, Black.
What's going down?
Nothing much. Missing you and everybody. Wow. Yeah.
But you know, the grind be something serious. You know, you got to handle your business, so, you know, it's all well and good.
I'm on the motherfucking grind right now. Like, it's unbelievable. I'm so, like, proud of myself, like, to the point where I have the next 3 days off because it's just, like, it's ridiculous.
Oh, shit, she's coming to Brooklyn, y'all.
It is so ridiculous. I've been grinding so hard. So, yes. But definitely missing the All Barbs fam. Like, shout out to Angel Love Sweets, the owner of All Barbs. I know she's getting ready to start doing her show where, you know, just getting involved with her stuff, and she has some, she's been on a couple of, you know, shows, radio shows, getting interviewed, and I've seen the links. I've tried to tune in and catch some of them, but of course, you know, thank God for archives and playbacks, and, you know, you can go back and listen to it, and, you know, she's doing big things, and hope all is well. Haven't spoken to her in a long time. Just we both been working, man. But I know she's good. We be tweeting each other, so everything is cool. Shout out to the All Barbs family, the promoters, everybody that fucks with us, and, you know, Black, what's going on? How are you?
You know me. I've been chilling. I've been doing a couple parties. You know, I've been back and forth from PA, so it's been real. It's been a real busy, tiring. Couple months for me as well, you know. November ended up pretty good. We in December now. The year's almost over. You know, we're supposed to allegedly die in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you know what though? I kind of had came across something that was like, no, don't believe it. And I was just like, really? I heard we're gonna live past
Oh yeah, because see the whole big misconception was see how the Mayans had predicted that date December 21st as being a day of a new beginning. You know what I'm saying? And then people were like, oh, that means we're gonna die and X Y Z. You know, but new beginning is just, you know, new beginning. So I say let's chill out, wait till the 21st comes, and see what happens. And if we're still here the 22nd, then we have one hell of a party.
Yeah, you know. I mean, you know, for those days that are, you know, for those whose days are, you know, coming up, you know, something you can do about it if you don't make it past the 21st. But I believe, you know, just like they said, what the world was going to come to an end, like, I thought it was just, like, so many different, every time I found out it's a different year, and now I heard it was, like, 2013, that was latest for me, like, fuck 2012, like, in 2013, this is going to happen, and by 2015, you know, we're going to be flying, and all different types of shit, like, I just say, okay, I guess. Seriously, like, people are just, you know, something to talk about, though.
Yeah, exactly. Nikki, did you see the New York Post? And see, I haven't been rocking with the New York Post for a whole lot of times, you know, for a whole lot of years, you know, and mainly because of the shit that they post. Now, did you see the headline or the front page from the other day this week where they actually had a picture of the dude who was pushed on the track right before the train hit him?
No, I haven't seen it, but you know what, though? A lot of people have been talking about it, and you know what's so crazy? Because I was at work, and somebody was, like, really affected by it, because they're like, damn, like, how the fuck am I going to get home? This is the only train I take, and it's just, it was crazy. I didn't see it. I really didn't see it. I don't think I want to see it, though.
Like, it's nothing gory, but you see the dude on the train actually trying to get up, and the train coming. And then they go, and then they put the headline doomed on it. Like, where's the, you know, damn, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't even put
the respect. Yeah, where's the respect? You know, like, yeah, where's the respect? Like, nobody wants to have the picture of them actually dying, you know what I'm saying, the way that they got killed out in the open. I don't open like that. I mean, it's to me a form of disrespect because, you know, even before they could even post a picture, you know, of him, you know, after, you know, it kind of cooled down in the media and I guess around the time of funeral or whatever, just a memorable, you know, photograph of the person who got killed by the train, but to post a picture of the weight, like him actually trying to get up, but the train was coming. That's, you know, that's just, I think it's a little bit disrespectful.
I say it's a whole lot of disrespect, you know, but I could go on for hours about how the Post has been disrespectful for years, you know what I'm saying? And point blank, they're just a totally biased newspaper. You know what I'm saying? Why they're still in circulation, I don't know. That's why a nigga like me, I get the Daily News.
Yeah, the Daily News, aren't they like cheaper? Isn't it like a quarter less or something? Like, how much is the Post?
Well, both of them, depending on what day you get it, it's 75 cents. I remember the days when newspapers was a quarter, 50 cents, 75 cents on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Now it's a dollar some change on Sunday, 75 cents during the week. You know, so it's changed, but newspapers, I guess, are kind of a dying thing due to the internet and iPads and all this good shit. But like I said, fuck the Post. If you absolutely have to, read the Times, but New York Daily News is what it is for me.
Yeah, I fuck the Daily News too. I really do. When I do, you know, I actually get the Daily News delivered to my house, so you know, it's always here. The Daily News always comes. And yeah, I fuck with that. But
yeah, I'm about to be a delivery boy and shit.
You want to be my delivery boy?
Yeah, I'm about to be a paper boy and shit, Sad.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm
bringing the paper while you want to watering your plants and shit.
Oh, my gosh. But you know what, though? You know, they come really early. They come, like, 5 a.m. But if you are going to be like my paper boy, like you can't throw the paper.
I'll bring it right to you. I'll bring it right to you. As long as you're outside, you know, watering your plants in the short ass bathrobe and shit.
It's definitely wintertime. Definitely have on a down jacket as well. I don't even have flowers right now. I don't even have plants, but speaking of trains, oh, yes, speaking of fucking trains. So, yeah. So the 6 line is definitely, you know, a one to remember. I don't know if you know where I'm about to go with it. I don't know, like, have you heard anything recently about the 6 train?
Nah, I haven't heard nothing about the 6 train. You know, that's the train I barely use, but what's going on with the 6?
So let me tell you, I'm chilling with somebody and, you know, they're like, no, I actually see a text gram on Instagram. And I happen to hit the person up like, man, like, because, you know, I know this person and this person has, has respect for women. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you're something to be called out on, I know the individual is not afraid to call you out on it, because just because he has a certain type of respect for women. So I kind of have to question him about the text gram. And it just, the 6 train, 2 Spanish girls from, I guess, a town, you know, they were on the train just giving head.
What?
Straight, no, like straight. No, like, the video, like, it was straight, it was to the point where I don't see how you didn't see it, because it's to the point now where if I do go on Instagram, like, I see posts, you know, like the posts that people be posting about, like, hoes be like, or it just be like, or, you know what I'm saying? They have shit like, I'm about to ride the 6 train, hope I get lucky today. Like, fuck a seat, I just want... Like, just little different things, because this video has gotten over, like, I think, like, 4 million views or 3 million views in 2 days. Like, they had to, the girls, like, their Instagram, I guess, like, they, like, a lot of people, notice them, know them, and was trying to add them on Instagram, and, you know.
I actually have a picture like that on my Instagram of Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall. From Coming to America with the tag, niggas be like, yo, where the 6 train at?
You know, so it's to the point where, no, but I had to ask to see the video, right? I had to ask to see it, and I saw it. And when I tell you, there are people on the train, number one, like people on the train, a person recording it, and I actually see the people's face, you see the girl's face, you see the guy's face, you see their penises, you see all of that, you hear the girls on the train like, yeah, I want to suck some dick. Like, they're just, like, to me, I felt like they had to have been mollied up or something, or on something, because a person that, you know, smoke sour, don't do shit like that. On the train with a whole, with people on it, you know.
Now
you
start selling sour,
you know,
sour doing that.
Because, you know, I don't know about you, I've taken, like, the 1 train, the 3 train before. You know, those, like, the older kind of cart trains. And, like, you know, the light has kind of, like, went dim for a while. It kind of went out. It kind of got low. You know what I mean? But they're on the 6 train and, like, the new model cart where it's, like, HD lights. Like, if you're high on the train and you're smacked and your eyes are red, like, people are staring at you. Like, because you can see, it's bright. And they were really, like, really going in, like, going in. Going 100% full throttle.
It's nothing new, because, like, a year or so ago, there was another video of one girl eating out the other girl on a 4 train, I think it was. Matter of fact, yeah, it was the 4 train. You know what I'm saying? Now, they weren't the best looking ones, but just the fact that this shit was going on, and I was actually there, and niggas was filming, walking right up to them, filming with their phones, and, yo, shorties ain't cat. You know, so it seems like the training is the place to get it popping, like, nowadays.
No. No, it's the train. No, that's not. It's not. It's really not. It's really not. Not the train. Because you want to know something, to me, that's considered like, what do you call it, soliciting. Like, there's, like, who, like, how do you know that something, like, what if I have my child on the train sitting next to me? You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm on the train. Like, that's not what's happening. That's not what's popping. No, that's not. That's not, to me, that's not adventurous, nor is that, like, I would even consider that to be spontaneous. On the train, like, on the train, full cart, on the train. No.
I see it from both sides of the spectrum. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, from the dude's point, like, and the guy who recorded it, like, he had just got on the train, you know what I mean? And at first, like, you kind of see him, you know, just, like, kind of basically sneak the shit. But then after a while, he was trying to catch angles, because he was catching angles. And the people, and one of the guys was like, yo, you know, and then he was like, you recording? And then the guy was just like, you see him, like, you know, showing everybody else on the train. You see him talking to the dudes, and you see him, the girl, just like, yeah, I just want to suck some cock, blah, 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 like, just doing all of that, laughing, giggling, slurping, all of that, like, you know what I mean? Like,
wait, make the noise again.
No.
go on, do it one more time.
No, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't. Like, I would only think that the girls would, like, mollied up. You know, I don't know what it's like to be on a molly. I've never took a molly. But, you know, I just feel like that's some shit that you would do if you're fucking on some hardcore drug, like, because you don't know, like, because you're actually, like, you don't, it's not even about mind over matter right now on this drug, like, because that drug has dead ass took over your mind, like, you're in a fucking trance type shit. And if the nigga says fucking bark like a dog, you're gonna bark like a dog, because you don't fucking know anybody right now while you're under the influence of that hardcore shit.
I gotta clear shit up for people. Because for all people who are thinking, oh, Molly is the new shit, no. Molly has been around a lot longer than most of your favorite rappers have been alive, all right? Back in the day when it first came out, it used to be known as four simple letters, MDMA. Now, I know what it stands for, but I don't feel like saying it. And then through the 90s and early 2000s, it was something called, it changed its name to what we know as ecstasy, E-pills. All right, so
yes.
Just now in this day and age, it just has another name. So it's not nothing new. Alright, it has the same fucking effects. You pop one and you're flipping the fuck out. Alright, that's why, me personally, I am against man-made drugs, because it's not like a natural resource like weed or, you know what I'm saying, not even, you know, that's a drug, because you have to cook shit and shape it and do all this other shit. Unlike weed, where you just pretty much pick it off the plant, break it up, throw it in a motherfucking Dutch, and you're good to go. Alright, so for all those who didn't know, Molly's has been around for years. All right, Molly's, MDMA,
Molly. I don't know.
All the same shit.
You know what it is? You know what? Why I even said that? Because, you know, certain songs or the context how people put it when they're talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Fucked around and popped in my molly, now I'm high as fuck. Like, they'll say some shit like that, or, like, get her on the molly, kids, and she'll do whatever. Like, you know what I mean? So I think that it's, like, kind of, you know? Well, I mean, you know, but I'm just saying, like, to do some, I mean, I'm just saying, or that's just some straight whole shit. You know what I'm saying? Or play with her. If it's not that they're on shrooms or anything like that, or they fucking popped up, you know, did something, like, it's just on some straight hoe shit. That's it. That's the only thing I could think of. Because why else would you do that? That's some shit that, like, and the way that they was given head was, like, the some shit that even if you want to do it, you know what I'm saying, if you want to feel adventurous or spontaneous, you know what I'm saying, you want to be, like, you don't want to be in a house, I guess, or you don't want to be completely outside, like, outdoors, then, like, do it in the fucking car. Because to me, for the niggas, like, because I guess they were being recorded, like, they knew that they wanted to fucking, like, have their eyes rolling in the back of their head, but they didn't want to because, like, they were just trying to, like, laugh and, like, trying to get the guy to kind of, like, stop recording them. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all niggas is not porno stars. Y'all was definitely not getting paid to do this. So why on the train?
That's
crazy.
And even, you know, and you mentioned mushrooms, like, even with the mushrooms, you know what I'm saying? The mushrooms are, you know what I'm saying? They're kind of natural, you know what I'm saying? Depending on where you get them from, because even with that, they add shit to it or whatever. But I see people who take that shit. It's, they do it because they're looking for something, and they feel with that shit, it'll get them there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I mean, I ain't here to judge. Do what you do, but that shit just ain't for me.
I mean, I don't know. Because, you know, everybody has, I mean, people could probably say, you know, okay, sucking dick on the train. You know, I mean, even if you was to be like, you know what, I'm going to do that, I mean, wouldn't you want to do it when there's nobody in the car? You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, on, like, 4 in the morning, or not even 4 in the morning, I think, like, whatever time the trains kind of die down, which is kind of never, but, like, around that time, because, you know, it has this rush hour times and everybody gets off of work at a certain time, right? Everybody is packed, jam-packed. But whatever time it kind of slows down, like, you know, and, like, you kind of get the last cart or the first cart, and, like, for the first 20 minutes, there's nobody in that cart. Maybe you want to do that. I don't know. But to have, like, just people on the cart. That's crazy. But before we go into commercial break, I do also want to shout out Ashley Continental. You know, his birthday passed. Happy birthday. I know he's going to call in soon, so just, you know.
I think he's here.
You know. Oh, okay, but that's cool. But before he comes on, we are going to go into the commercial break. But also, because maybe he can help me out with this too. About, you know, it's about hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, where the fuck is it going now? Like, I don't know if you would agree with me, but there's definitely, like, a lot of whack niggas out. And I'm just, like, I'm kind of a little bit lost. Like, I don't know. I don't know how you feel about the game right now, the industry, what's out black, what's hot. I don't know how you feel about these 2012 artists.
All right. Okay, here's my thing, and I've said it before on other shows, and it's like there's a certain amount of rappers that I will fuck with, and not even like it's just like they may have a song or two which is hot.
But then that to me is that. But then it's just like a song or two that's hot. Like that's it's just to me is not enough. Like, you know, it was to a point where I can remember where like you really like you like track from track 1 to track 12, or if they have bonus tracks, whatever you like. You know what I'm saying? New every, you know what I'm saying? Fucking, I mean, it's still like that today, minus the, all the mixtapes that are out. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, like who? Can you name some people that you would kind of fuck with? Like, I mean, there's certain people,
like,
you know.
I rock with Torch, Wiz Khalifa, and Game. You know, Game is cool. It's a whole. Let me see. Who else? Kendrick Lamar hit and miss, but I'm not gonna lie, he lost a lot of points for me, and it wasn't even his fault. But when I think it was BET or MTV, one of them, they crowned him as the best lyricist over Nas, over Jay-Z, over Kanye. Like, it's, and just when I was like, what the hell, no.
I fucks with Kendrick Lamar because, like, out of all the people that you named, like, I probably would say I would fuck with Kendrick Lamar over the majority of people that you just named. Wow, because to me, I really do, he's lyrically talented. Like, he's the type, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he talks about, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, he talks about the shit that he goes through, he has been through, that he's going through, and I think those are, like, the best type of, you know what I'm saying, songs to me, when you can say what you're going through, what you, you know what I'm saying, where you've been, where you're coming from, and, you know, it's more likely people are able to relate. Like, I can't relate, like, when fucking with Khalifa and fucking Big Sean be like, yep, when I come to your city, I'm going to fuck your hoe. Like, I can't relate. I can't really, it sounds good or whatever, but I can't really relate to that. I can't relate about, you know what I'm saying, taking your bitch, your money, your car. I got this car. I can't really, it sounds nice. It sounds good, but, like, you know, I'm a realist, and that's why I don't really, I listen to music. But I do have my selective genres, you know, types that I rock with. But actually, I would, Kendrick Lamar, you know. To me,
you know, like,
I mean,
I
over
would,
Nas, I wouldn't.
I would rock Wale, yo. But because most things that I've heard Wale on, he said some hot shit. And the thing about it is, like, he appeals to women, like, the, you know, the he's loving, you know what I mean? And he still puts out shit that the niggas be like, yo, that's hot. Like, so he's not like one of those rappers who does shit just for the ladies. You feel what I'm saying? But he does shit for everybody, and he can go and he can rock way back. He's actually a cool dude. I met him one time last year. I think he was in New York on a video because I was working near the soundstage. And I met him at a nearby diner and stuff, and I didn't even realize it was him. I turn around and, you know, he had that dread ponytail shit he'd be rocking,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I was like, oh, shit, and, you know, he has entourage with me, you know, he had, like, four niggas out, like, 6'6" and shit, so I was like, yo, what's going on, like, I'm feeling your shit, you know, and that's it. I sent him a tweet, like, yo, cool meeting you, left it alone. So, yeah, like, you know, he's a real cool cat. Like I said, I fucked with Wale as far as the new class of artists, Wale, Torch, even Starley from MMG. Those are like the only three people from that camp that I'll rock with. And that's probably about it.
But you see what I'm saying? So, like, this is what I'm saying. So, like, okay, where do you think, like your honest overall opinion, like, on just on the game right now, like where do you see it going? Like, do you think that it's, like, just a whole bunch of, like, different directions? You know what I'm saying? Or because I really feel like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, it's just, I'm a music head. Like, I'm a music head. And I can listen to, you know, the same songs over and over and over and over again if I wanted to. And, like, recently, like, I found myself, like, downloading, like, old, like, just old albums, like, just old albums, because I'm, like, I'm kind of getting, like, frustrated with the new shit.
Well, that's why, you know, I be stuck in the old school. That's exactly why I stick with the you know, the older hip hop. You know, most of the time, if I hear like a cover that another artist did, and then I hear the original track by the artist, I'm like, oh shit! But I like this other one better. I like the remix better. I like the cover better. You know what I'm saying? Because 8 out of 10, the cover be better than the original, even though it's the same format, it's the same beat, it's the same flow. It's actually the relevance in the bars, the relevance in the lyrics.
I definitely do agree with you. I'm just like, you know what it is? Like, okay, I'm realistic. So when it comes down to these people talking about shit like money, cars, I can do this, I can take trips, I take trips for fun. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say that I've never taken a trip, and I've never taken a trip just to have fun or because I could, or, you know, just little different things. It's just like, it's kind of like, you know, they're just basically, you know, flaunting, and that's cool. You got it. Why not? But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like, if I don't probably practically know the words or whatever, I haven't heard it before, like, I'm really just not trying to hear. Or I'm even, like, nowadays, I'm even open to just hearing, like, a lot of, like, just random people's music before, like, I'm really, like, on some, like, let me turn on the radio and see what's going on or what's, even though it's in my rotation, it's all around me whenever I'm outside, I'm out about, I'm in the car, you know, you hear the selection, you hear what's playing, but I just feel like, you know, it's becoming a little bit dry to me. Like, everybody just, I don't know, everybody first started off all on one level, all hype, and then now it's just like, okay, like, it's so out, like, it's still doing shit. Do you feel like there's way, like, why do you think it's way more males in the industry than females?
That's just based on the fact how it came up. You know, in the beginning when hip-hop started, you know, it was just men who were doing it until Roxanne Shanté, MC Light, MC Trouble, you know, until it was females like that, Queen Latifah, Salt and Pepper, who really broke the door down for the ladies, you know. And then you had your DJs like Spinderella and other female DJs of that nature who came in and helped pave the way.
You know, and I always try, and sometimes I feel like sometimes it's just easier for a male to last longer in the industry because, like, just like how, you know, like, he's able to express himself freely and get, you know what I'm saying, like, really free. Like, he could talk about fucking different bitches. He could talk about going here, doing this, doing that, you know, drugs, money, sex, all of that. And, you know, if niggas want to fuck with it, they're going to fuck with it. But it's really kind of hard for a female to continuously, you know, once you have people like Kim, Trina, like any other female that's coming in trying to be on that freak level, to me, people would most likely, before getting to know that person, that individual, that artist, you know, we'll probably prejudge or compare, like, oh, she's probably trying to be like Trina. She's talking about how she was sucked into, you know, it's just, I don't know. But to me, I've always wondered, like, damn, it's way more males versus females. Way more.
Definitely. And as time goes, that's exactly what's going to happen. There's going to be more males. There's definitely going to be more males coming in because when it started out, it was a boys' club, just like pretty much with all other.
Yeah, but like, okay, but then also too, Martin Luther King had a dream, like he had a fucking dream, and
okay, but so
you know what I mean, and it's just like, I really don't get it. I don't see the point. Like, okay, when they're scouting for a talent, or you know, when talent comes across the right person at the right time, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't see why it's not, you know.
Well, I think one thing that definitely be done, because anyone that knows me, anyone who's been listening to me on pregame radio, anyone who's been listening to me talk here, they know I'm a big fan of the female MC. I think most of these female MCs spit harder than most of these dudes out here. And I'm not saying spit harder as far as gangster shit, because trust, there are some female MCs who talk gangster shit way better than the dudes, but I mean, just as far as their delivery, their punchlines, their relevance. You know what I'm saying? But they get overlooked because they're women. You know what I'm saying? So, me personally, I would say, yo, if there was a female-owned label with female acts and had female straight running the shit, because if you look behind most of these male artists, there is a woman back there calling the shots, being his manager, being his assistant, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So there are females out there that know the business. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I know the roadblocks they face because they're women. And a lot of men in this industry won't take the shit because they see a woman. It's like, okay, well, either A, it's a new sex buddy or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard for women to actually get far in this industry, because in a male-dominated industry like the entertainment, the women are just looked at as, you know, arm candy or, you know, a groupie bitch. You know, it's real seldom what actually looked at for what they can actually do, the actual capabilities. And, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, there needs to be a change.
Definitely do. Where the ladies at? Let's go. Like, for real, for real. You know, it's definitely be interesting to hear, you know, what the fuck I got to say, because all these dudes, you know what I mean? They are here talking these shit.
Yo, Kid Continental said for his birthday, you got to make more of the slurpy noise.
He did not say that. He said that? He did not say that.
All he wants for his birthday is for you to make the slurpy noise.
He didn't say that. He did not say that. I know Kid didn't say that. Kid, you didn't say that. I know you didn't say that.
Well, let's get this caller on the air. Your last four digits, 1907. 1907, you're live on the air.
Yo, what the? Yeah, I didn't say that, yo.
I know you've been it.
Don't play it.
You got the head slurping noise, son. I'm trying to get her to do it again.
What slurping noise is that? I want to hear it now. No, come on.
You didn't, so maybe you wasn't listening. You know what it was?
No,
Chad,
I
had this so fast, like, because I was trying to, you know, really elaborate on the video that I was talking about. So I did it real quick in black. I don't know, like, he kind of heard. I was trying to do it fast, so he wouldn't hear it, and he did, and I just, you know, it. So, it's crazy.
Yeah, crazy. That's funny, yeah.
But I'll tell you this much.
Like,
it sounded like her head game is, you know, it's up there, you know, just by the sound effects and shit. You know, like, I had to double check, like, yo, you got somebody there with you? You giving a live demonstration or some shit? Like, that's
it. You know, I mean, I was going to say some shit, but I don't know. That's crazy. What? Stop. Please stop.
Happy birthday, my nigga.
Happy birthday. So, Black, you know, whenever you're ready, you know, you already know what to do.
All right. This is strictly for the homie Kid Continent. Anyone else, all the Sagittarius. I see y'all. I see y'all walling out on Instagram and Twitter.
Sagittarius.
So, this is for y'all. Anyone who's celebrating birthday today, tomorrow, yesterday, or the day before, this for y'all, 347-857-4302, and we'll be right back. It's All Bars Radio.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
When I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style.
No.
When I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style. With this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a
Birthday. So, how was your birthday?
I mean, I just chilled. It was a relaxing day. It was like everybody just hit me up and was like, happy birthday and all that. It was real cool. Like, you know, I do my Havoc on Friday, so you already know. So, like, you know, this weekend I'm going to go through Havoc. I'm going to go get drunk and all this stuff and just chill out. Actually, funny thing, y'all want to hear something funny? Last Friday, we went to some party. They said no sneakers. We didn't get the memo, so we didn't go there. We ended up going to some place where they gave us some, it was an organic place. They gave us some type of drink that had a bunch of organic gingers and, you know, ginseng and a whole bunch of stuff in it. But it tastes like the drink is little, and it tastes like Henny, but it hit like Henny's times five. Like, that shit got us drunk, and there was no lick in it. It's pretty cool, right? And I'm like, damn, this is some natural shit. Like, we're at a
wow.
It was just,
that's
what
gonna need to give me the you know, the spot info so I can go get my organic one.
That's
and
crazy, yeah.
But you know what though, I've gotten a little nice also, like, you know, if I don't know if anybody that's listening lives in the Bronx, but I know over by Castle Hill, it's like a juice bar. Shout out to the juice bar. And everybody, if you're familiar with the juice bar, you already know the juice bar be popping this shit, you already know. So, you know, so all the people be at, the important people and shit. So, and they have, like, this drink. It's called Around the World. And it's, like, roots and all of that drinks and all that. That shit gets you so fucking
Yeah, you all that organic shit. I'm about to be
It looked like green. Like, it looked like purplish, dark green. Like, it looked weird. It looked like some wheat grass shit you wouldn't want to drink. But if you drink it. It'll get you dry. It's kind of okay, you know, like, that's cool. So I know what you mean, but I still want the info to that organic stuff.
I got you. Yeah, my friend, one of my other mans, he was out and we was in Harlem. He was spazzing, like, because we ain't get in that club. And he was like, yo, he seen yelling. He was like, Harlem ain't been the same since 96. I'm like, nigga, what that mean? It didn't make no sense to me. You know, you hear some funny shit, and you're like, what, nigga? Like, what you said? He said, Harlem ain't been the same since 96. I was like, nigga, we only 25. I don't know what's happening in Harlem. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we had to calm him down. But that shit calmed him down. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. You know.
That's what's up. So tell me what you feel about the industry and tell me what you really quickly before I get to some callers. Tell me how you feeling about the industry and what's going on now. Like, who you fucking with and who you not fucking with?
It's trash. It's trash. And the last album that I picked up a few albums this year because this year had a few albums that I liked, but basically Kendrick Lamar's album was better. Everybody likes Kendrick Lamar. He just, you know what I'm saying, he could rap his ass. So Lupe Fiasco's album, even though it wasn't one of those mainstream albums, was a better album. Nas's album, and that's about it. I really wasn't messing with a lot of albums this year. Like, Meek Mill's album, like, he has good music, but I know what to expect, you know what I'm saying? Rick Ross' album, it had some hot-ass beats, and I know what to expect, you know what I'm saying? Now, T.I.'s album, I listened to the tracks off of that. I like T.I. because he's lyrical and he's from the South, and you know what I'm saying? I mean, I got family in the South and all that, so I'm not really disrespectful towards the South, but you know what I'm saying? Most of them need to step their game up, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like some of them try to ease their way out, like, yeah, like, I'm going to rap about ice and gold and all that shit, and I'm going to be okay. But it's like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it works, and sometimes it just doesn't work because everybody's rapping about the same thing. But, you know, I like T.I.'s music that he's coming out with now because it's just like he's just going in. Like, he's not really trying to ease his way out. Like, he made it, like, it sound like he's making this album to be what it's supposed to be. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just overall. It's just trash. Like, New York niggas, I'm from New York, but, you know, all these niggas, some of these niggas just battle their ass off, but they're trash. They sound like trash. You know what I'm saying? You know, down south niggas, some of these niggas try to ease their way out, trash. And, you know, the funny thing, I like West Coast rap, like, you know what I'm saying, J-Rock, you know what I'm saying, Kendrick Lamar, I like the new school West Coast rappers because it's like they just keep it so thorough. It's like, you know what I'm saying? That's the main thing about the about hip hop. It just needs to be thorough. They're trying to take the thoroughness out of hip hop and, you know, replace it with shit. You can't replace sugar with shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just not gonna work.
Mm-hmm. I do. I fuck with Kendrick Lamar. You know what I'm saying? I do. I think like he's one of the main artists that's out right now that I'm actually really fucking with. I listen to him probably about like half my day while I'm at work or on my way to work. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe right before I go to sleep and shit, depending on what song it is. So I definitely do listen to Kendrick Lamar. And really quickly, before I put you on hold, I do want to take a couple of other callers, but then I don't want you to go anywhere.
Okay.
I have to just say, because I know you live in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this whole fucking Six Train shit with the whole giving head. I'm surprised, you know, you didn't see the video. But how do you feel about that? And do you take the Six Train?
I take it.
No, I'm not gonna do the slurping.
It sounds funny, but you know that this show, for the people that don't know, they go back. I'm going back and listening to it. I want to hear what the hell you did because that shit sounds funny.
You want to hear the slurping noise? No, you know what? Exactly. You gotta go back and check this.
You gotta go back and check this show out.
It was like an eight-ish portion of the show. I forget what time. Oh, slurp, you know. Huh?
I said we was right in the beginning.
Yeah, we was in the beginning. You can hear the slurping noises.
I listen to it and I see. Y'all crazy.
But anyway, back to the whole Six Chain. So how do you, you do ride the Six Chain?
Yeah, or every night to work. Wait, going to work or coming to work because I work afternoon.
So have you ever ran, you know, on the Six Chain, have you ever ran into anything like unusual, such of the such?
I mean, no, not like that. Shit, because when I go on there, it's empty. It's like barely nobody there. But, I mean, it must have been one of those days with them where they just was feeling, they felt it in the air, I guess.
That's the best time. I mean, to me, like, that's the best time. Like, if somebody was, like, you know, that bold to give head on a train, you know, when it's the cart, when it's nobody in there. But, you know, like I said again, around this, it was people on the cart. People definitely in the train, like, you know, and it's just like how I look at it.
On that train, yo, and people just, you know, people looking, they don't want to say nothing, but I'm like, yo,
anything. I mean, but you know what, though? I always look for that bold person that's going to be on my cart, you know what I'm saying, that's going to say something, like, you know what I mean? Like, because, you know, it's like to every other cart, you know what I'm saying? It is that bold individual that I'd be like, yo, what the fuck, yo? You know what I'm saying? Like, on some shit like, yo, you know what I mean? But
that's because they ain't getting it. No, I'm joking.
On that cart, nobody said shit. You know what I'm saying? And the only people that was talking was the girls and plus the slurping sounds and, you know what I'm saying, the guys, like, instructing the whole, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit cray. That shit cray.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But you know what it is, this is a normal around everywhere now. So it's like you go on a World Star Hip Hop, you see something like that. How many times have we seen stuff on World Star Hip Hop that's like that? You dig what I'm saying? So when I saw it, I was just like, oh, look at this shit. The goddamn the train, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas out in the open though, like, I don't know.
Niggas fucking pink little dicks was out, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I was just like, wait.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You know what I mean? Like,
they ain't even care, yo.
And my whole thing is like, your dick and your face was out and you didn't get paid for it. Your dick and your face was out and you didn't get paid for it. Like,
yeah. But some people,
you're not going to get paid for it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, to me, that's just like, I don't know. That's crazy.
I mean, like I said, you got to look at how the times are these days. People do whatever the fuck they want, whenever the fuck they want, wherever the fuck they want. So people don't really care. people, you know, that's gonna go. It's gonna, you know, we're gonna see that, and then we're gonna move on to the next thing. I remember there was one gentleman, one girl. She was mad young. She was giving head, and they put the video out on Facebook.
Amber.
That was her name. Yeah, and that's what she was, you know.
I guess, like, one of, like, I mean, there is an Amber Cole account, you know. I don't know how real it is, how real it is, but that's following me. And we actually, like, I made a comment about, you know, because she said something and I said something about sucking dick and she just, you know, but whatever. Before you even finish that, let me just put you on hold real quick. Let me just take some calls. So, whenever you're ready, just, you already know.
All right, let's get into this next one. Last four digits, 2716. 2716, you're live on here. 2716. All right, we're going to keep the show going. Last four digits, 4142. You're live on here.
What's up, Brooklyn Black? Brooklyn Black, what's good?
What's poppin'?
Nice here, Brooklyn Black. What's good with you? How's your head, gang? Y'all doing all right tonight? It's Smooth.
Hey, what's going on, Smooth?
Not too much. Chilling out. Me and my brother just out and about, just trying to see what the city talking about, man. Just check in with y'all, seeing what y'all had going, man. Y'all good tonight?
Definitely. I'm chilling. I'm good. I mean, you say you out and about. That means you feeling good. You feeling good?
Yeah. It's good hearing your voice. Brooklyn Black, what's been good with you, big bro?
You know, man, just chilling, doing my 1-2 thing, moving around, you know, just trying to spend brand state to state and all that.
That's what's up, bro. We're steady working. Y'all stay working. Both of y'all stay working. That's what's up, man. Black people on the move. I love to see it, man. I'm glad to see y'all continuing to do y'all show, too, man. You know, I try to check in on y'all when I can.
Exactly. You know, we were trying to get to it as you know, whenever, as long as I'm not working, I'm always going to do the show. So that's just, you know, a given. I just be grinding. Black will tell you, I be grinding, like, straight grinding.
You be busy because you were supposed to hit me back earlier. You know, I mean, I ain't trying to put too much out there. But, yeah, you be busy. So, I mean, hats off to you. I mean, can't nobody hate you for that because you're getting the job done and you're handling your business. So hats off to you, Mama. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. Yes. And I definitely do want to get your opinion, though, like, about, because I know you be doing this thing, I know, besides everything else that you do, you know, consider yourself to be an artist. So outside in the industry right now, like, you know, how do you feel about what's going on in the hip-hop game right now? And who are you fucking with? Who aren't? Who you tired of? And who needs to just, like, hang it up?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I mean, I heard the little cat opinion earlier that was on before. I respect his opinion. I'm messing with a lot of cats, man. I really like music. A lot of people dig deep in the lyrics, and that's cool. Lyricists, rappers are cool. The beats, that's cool too. I like whatever keep the club jumping, you know what I'm saying? Whatever had the females on the floor bouncing and shaking and just had to keep the party jumping, keep the club live, them the records I like, you know what I'm saying? Like right now, that Trinidad James bumping tough down here, Machine Gun Kelly tough down here, Jeezy, Real Tough Gucci, Gotti, you know what I'm saying? Lyrics is cool. I'm down for that because that's where hip-hop started. So don't get it twisted. But like I say, it's like a combination. You got to have a hook, a beat, and then you got to be talking about something, and the crowd got to, you know, you got to draw the crowd in. So I'm looking for the total package, you know what I'm saying? So just throw out a couple names. Like I said, it's a couple artists that I'm feeling at this moment. The game, I'm feeling everything off the game, new album, you know what I'm saying? Just take it to the West Coast real quick. Down South Wise, you know, anything PC. Big Crit, he making a big name right now, you know, down here in the South. I'm feeling him. 3 Stacks, anything he do. The boy J. Cole, I'm feeling him right now, too. J. Cole, yeah, for sure. Hey, kids, Lamar, I can't hate on, buddy. He doing his thing.
Yeah, J. Cole's cool. J. Cole, he's another one that, I mean, she's okay. You know, like, I fuck with a couple. Like, she's probably one of the people, like, that you were talking about. Oh, I listened to, like, maybe one or two songs. So, I mean, the one or two songs that I did hear of J. Cole, I wasn't like, oh, this is some bullshit.
Yeah. He got the new joint. Was it Miss America, the new joint? I got satellite radio, so I'll be up on music a little bit before certain people. But I don't know if y'all heard that Miss America he got. If y'all don't, go look it up. But he, I mean, he spins some lyrics, the beat hot, the chorus hot, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's like the total package song to me, that joint right there. It's called Miss America. So I'll go check it out if y'all ain't checked it out yet. I sound like a promoter, goddamn me.
That's what's up. I definitely will take the time out to definitely look that up. But I definitely, you know, like I said, what do you think about, you know, the whole, there's more, why do you think there's more male artists than females?
Oh, why is there more males? I mean, you know, if you look in the history, it's been dominated by the males. I'm going to be honest, I kind of think that the males really just need to give the females a shot. Now, the reason why, honestly, you know, I mean, in a lot of things, the world is harder for ladies, period, to break into anything. Now, I'm not sexist or none of that, because I feel it's all equal opportunity. But it started out as, you know, a male-oriented game. And then, you know, they let Roxanne... And, you know what I'm saying, other Queen Latifah, other artists. So the females just got to grind harder. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of them giving up too easy. Like, you know, now we got Nicki Minaj. You know, Foxy Brown used to be out. Then they get into the little trouble. Lil' Kim, they get into the trouble. You know, so, I mean, you know, they just got to grind hard and just try to stay out of trouble. Just focus on the music. You know, sometimes you got to put the streets and all the other stuff to the side and focus on your prize. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, just female, just stick it out. If you want to rap, hey, do what you do. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't, you know, and just put all your might and your grind and your effort behind yourself and do it. All the female artists out there, because we do need more female artists, and we know that y'all do got something to say. So, you know, we want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's good lyrical content and the fuck on by.
Exactly. But you know what, like, yeah, I mean, I just feel like sometimes it's kind of hard for the females to kind of last, because like I've said to Black, you know, I feel like a lot of men last so long because they can freely express themselves. Like, they can go off about, you know what I'm saying? Like, I go into this club, like, all I got to, like, dance her, make her dance. Like, all I got to do is just flash dish and this bitch will fucking pop her pussy. And I mean, it's just like, you know, it sounds good. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, they can freely do that and not really get judged, but, like, you know, also female talking about.
I was going to say, that's like our society, though. Our society got it like that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's okay for the male to talk about it, but when a female talk or rap about it,
right,
you know, we looking at her crazy.
Say how many, right, when she decides to, like, when she, like, you know, she want to just say, like, look, like, yeah, I just, you know, like, you know, it's just weird for her. Not to say weird, but, you know what I'm saying? It's just kind of looked upon, you know, she was to be on some, like, Drake shit. Like, I just wanted to know, you know, what that dick was like. So one time was good for me. You know, it's just like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, Lil' Kim, when Lil' Kim came out with the hardcore, niggas didn't
know
what, you know, nigga was like, damn, but, like, we feeling this, though. Go on, do your thing, little mama. She got accepted, so.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. So I feel like that was, like, they said that. I feel like, you know, they when they were coming out with that shit, they came out in the perfect time where our society wasn't as, you know, as how it is now. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, like, niggas was like, yes, that shit is crazy, but that shit sounds good. Like, you're feeling it. You know what I mean? Now that all this whole, like, you're looked upon as this, you categorized as this, and you're labeled as this, and blah, 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 it kind of really, like, takes into play. And any other, you know, female that comes out that tries to kind of, like, take on that persona of being, like, a hardcore freak or whatever, like, it's going to be a comparison, like, oh, she's just trying to be, like, change, trying to talk about, you know, That's why I like
a Nicki Minaj, because she didn't have to take it there sexually.
Right.
Her own style. So that's what I'm saying. The ladies got to think outside of the box. You know,
definitely have to be more creative, because, you know, right, you can't, it's harder for the females to express themselves freely. You know what I'm saying? You know, through R&B singing, it's a little bit more different. You know, like, I'm a realist. Like, I like to listen to things that I can relate to. So I can't relate to a female talking about shoot 'em up, bang, bang. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't do that. You know, I couldn't relate to a female artist that was talking about slinging crack and, you know, being in the trap and shit. I couldn't relate to that because, you know, it might sound hot because it might go together. You know what I'm saying? It might fall into place in the song, but, you know, I really couldn't really relate to that. I can't really say, like, all right, you know, that's something that, you know, I've done before, or I've been through, and, you know, I can say, no, I couldn't. So I'm very selective. So, yes, the females have to definitely be more creative and think outside the box, because, right, if Nicki Minaj, you know, could come in and be the creative person that she is and not have to go so hard as, you know, being Lil' Kim and talking about this and, you know, how Lil' Kim do the queen bee. And, you know, set the pace for herself, you know, yes. After that, now, yeah, you definitely do have to be creative. Only because I feel like it's just more easy for a guy to just go out and talk about fucking smoking mad loud, going to the strip club, popping a molly, what a fucking night, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and that's probably the fucking title of the song, What a Night.
You're right, boo. I agree with you totally. I agree with you, Colin.
Exactly. But thank you so much, Smooth Dude. Oh, before you do get out of here, too, like, I know you don't, you definitely, for all my listeners, like, he's definitely calling from, like, Little Rock, Arkansas. Little Rock, Arkansas, stand the fuck up. Smooth Dude is definitely putting out on the map, because he's definitely grinding and definitely repping Arkansas like no other. But How do you look at females doing such things as giving head or having sex on public transportation? Do you consider that to be spontaneous or on some whole shit?
It depends on how you're looking at it. I mean, if it's frantic, that's on some whole shit. If it's just you, her, and the bus driver, then that's some spontaneous shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the old lady in the very front of the bus, you know, that's on some spontaneous shit. But if the bus crashed, that's some whole shit. That's my personal opinion.
I mean, I definitely respect your personal opinion. I definitely respect that. I can see where you're saying, you know, is it still the mere, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it's spontaneous kind of still, like, falls into the line of, like, still respectful, you know what I'm saying, but just, like, random, you know what I mean? Like, you know, not the average, like, indoor, like, bed. And, you know, like, just that's what I consider spontaneous and adventurous. You know, yes, maybe, like, you know, as you guys are, you know, y'all in a secluded area of a park, and, you know, and y'all having a picnic or a nice romantic, you know, just lunch, dinner, talk, whatever. And there's nobody in there. And it's kind of, you know, it's not even all that much daytime. You know, kind of getting towards the evening. And then, you know, things kind of pops off and whatever. But on the fucking train or the bus, we're like, it's literally like you got a time, you know what I'm saying? How many minutes is before the next stop, before the doors open, before, you know what I'm saying? Like, before people, just little different things, like, to me, like, because in New York, on the MTA, on the trains, like, literally, like, it's going to stop at, like, a bunch of stops, and when it stops, the doors open, and who a whole bunch of people that's standing on that platform waiting to get on, they're going to get on. And it's just like, damn, I got to walk into this shit.
Well,
for those who aren't sure, an MTA transit system, it takes at least 3 minutes to go from one stop to the next unless you
exactly.
are
exactly in 3 minutes. I can't put the slurp in it. I mean, it, yeah, me maybe, yeah. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, who? I don't need to, like, that, to me, that's irritating. Every 3 minutes, I got to kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to kind of get out the zone. Like, that's not my cup. That's not, that's irritating. That's not spontaneous. That's aggravating. That's a no-go.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from. 3 minutes, that ain't no time at all. So, yeah, I get what you're saying. I'm thinking, like, we on the Greyhound
in the world.
Three minutes is such a tease, because even if in the first minute and a half you feel like you're about to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just such a tease. You know what I'm saying? By the time, you know, you really built the pressure up and everything, and, you know, it's just like, here goes the fucking stop. This is 125th Street.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What about, okay, let's take it to a higher scale then. What's up with the Greyhound then? So you're going to the next town, city,
now,
or whatever, or you're going state to state?
Let me tell you something. That is more personal and private because I done gotten, you know, like, I guess, you know, with you guys, we're like, call like a hand job, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been gotten fingered on like a Greyhound, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And because, you know, but at least I had a blanket and stuff like that because we were traveling late and, you know, it was nighttime and, you know, you bring your pillows and your blanket and stuff like that. And yeah, but that's more like private and you pay way more money. So I'm going to get fucking. On this 7 hour ride too, something's going to happen because, you know.
But that's more
private, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and then it's just like, but see, because Black will tell you how the seats are, you know what I'm saying, on the train. Like, it's literally, like, right in front of each other. Like, you know, it's not like row by row, like, right behind. It's, like, right across. So it's really no privacy, but... Thank you, Smooth, for calling in. It's always a pleasure to have you come on and hear your voice, your fucking sexy accent. You already know. I love that shit so much. Little Rock, Arkansas, stand up. And, you know, just let everybody know who you are, where they can find you, and X, Y, and Z.
Already, I'm at Smooth, THADUEDE. That's at Smooth the Dude, Little Rock, Arkansas, representative. Got the show every Wednesday, the Smooth the Dude show, Blog Talk Radio / Smooth the Dude. The number 213-943-3478. The email is thesmoothedudeshow@gmail.com. Any artists listening, send me your music, man. I'm messing with a lot of underground artists, man, doing big things straight out of 501 area code, Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm waiting on Brooklyn Black, man. He needs to go and call into the show, man. Matter of fact, I need y'all to co-host with me one day, man. Whenever y'all get ready, y'all let me know. Y'all can come in. Y'all ain't got to stay the whole 2 hours, just for 30 minutes. If I can get Brooklyn on for about 30 minutes, and then you, Tiffany on for about 30 minutes, however. And Angel, she available, you know what I'm saying? Just get y'all on and put y'all on some of this Southern gumbo we got cooking on the Smooth the Dude show.
I love gumbo.
Keep in contact about that.
All right, man, that's a bit. And like, I want to tell y'all listeners, if you ain't fucking with Brooklyn Black, Nicky Barbs, or Boss Barbs, might find the tallest building in your city. You're here, man. Jump out that thing. All righty, man. I'll catch up with y'all later. Y'all be safe. Yeah.
That's what it is. Thank you, Smooth.
All righty, boo. Y'all be safe.
All right. You too. All right, Black. Let's let it know, like, so we can get something else. Like, are you ready?
Alright, let's get into this next one. Matter of fact, I said before we even do that, let's take a pay some bills real quick. And while we do that, we have something from this group named the MBG / Mob. Try saying that shit 3 times fast. So we got some we gotta hear from them. It's called Talk It and Live It. All right, so that's it. Hit us up. So hit us up 347-857-4302. And we're having one hell of a show, and it's always a cool thing. Like, we get right into the swing things, we get right into the thick of the conversation, and then we look up at the clock, and then it'll be time to go and shit. You know, but you know, that shows we get here and we do the thing, we have fun doing it, you know, so it's never, you know, it's not like it's wasted time to, you know, the 2 hours just goes by quickly. Like, it just seems like it's just 8 o'clock. And it's already 20 after 9. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So let's get into this track and we'll be right back. What's up, man? As soon as thing loads up, I guess he had a whole lot of dead air before it got popping, but it's all good. We still rocking.
You're so funny before it got popping. Look at you talking about popping.
Look, you gotta stop making fun of me, you know what I'm saying? I still talk with the old slang and shit.
I know.
You know, don't be over there making fun of me. You know, can't be making fun of me and stuff, you know, I'm sensitive and shit.
I know. That's why I tried to say it real quick. So, you know, I acknowledged it. I peeped it. That's all.
Oh, you nervous shit now?
I'm just saying, shout out to fucking Chris P.
That's
a Chris
P. Yeah, that's definitely the homie, man. That dude is
Yeah, you and Chris. Shout out to generous underground. He's been really generous to me all day. What's up with that? Cause he's my random too. Like, huh?
Mad random? What's that? Mad random.
Like, he's random. Like, you know, whenever he do decide to, you know. Painting.
Like, I said, is that a good thing, a bad thing?
Like, I don't, it's a whatever thing. Like, I really don't care. You know what I mean? Like, it's nice, you know, I always appreciate the shout outs and the love and, you know, the conversation, but it's really nothing to, you know, be like, it's, oh my God, it's a good thing that he always, like, you know, whenever he's not busy, he hits me up. It's not like that.
I know we're supposed to be going to a track, but for some reason it didn't stop playing. That's how only that was still talking, so shout out to everyone who's still talking with us. You know, as I'm here rocking, you know,
well,
no, we're
I'm
not
just saying. So we're just choose a different one.
No, I'm going to. I'm just getting everything, you know, I'm getting the record spinning, and get it so, as soon as I press the button, the music starts, so they don't hear no dead air, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to hook that stuff up. That's all. And also, it's a fun thing to talk about music because we get to Grammy season, you know what I'm saying? We had the AMAs a few weeks back, you know, American Music Awards, and now we're going into the Grammys. So who are you looking to see get a Grammy?
The people that deserve Grammys should get the Grammys this year. I mean,
like,
you know.
Yo, that's so, like, broad, you know what I'm saying? Because every artist going to say, I deserve a Grammy, yo, my album was a masterpiece. You know what I'm saying? But, no, who do you, you know, like, who would you like to see up there thanking their mama and thanking Jesus and shit? You know,
I would like to see Beyonce and Alicia Keys up there thinking their moms.
All right. Now, if you asked me about Beyonce, say, a year and a half, 2 years ago, I'd have told you I was tired of Beyonce because, you know, it was speeding Beyonce like everywhere but Beyonce. Now, and was a soul, something. No matter what, you saw Beyonce. You know, and I was like, yo, let her go on vacation. Like, don't you be having a baby the next to you? Here she comes with Blue Ivy. you know, and she came out, you know, she put a little something out, and then, you know, everyone, all the girls like, oh, my God, bitch, I got that on me. Oh, my God. You know, so it's cool. Now, and I say definitely Alicia Keys, because I actually heard Girls on Fire, you know what I'm saying, and that was definitely a joint. It was
that's my shit. I've been singing it all day. I just sing that one part, that one line, like, really, like, high-pitched, and everybody was looking at me like, what's wrong with you?
You can't sing.
And I can't. Exactly. I can't sing, so that's why people are probably looking at me like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, that'll probably do it.
That's
347-857-4302 is the number. It's all Bars, of course, with Nikki Barnes and me, Brooklyn Black. Shout out to Angel. Shout out to Miss A, wherever the hell she's at.
Where Miss A?
Shout out to Flame and Chick. You know, shout out to Heavenly. Shout out to...
Oh, Heavenly, yeah, shout out to Heavenly. I spoke to Heavenly today, actually, and I got to go. Her daughter, Simone Heavenly, her birthday party is on Saturday. And as soon as I'm done with my mini-me, my little diva, she has a Christmas show that she's doing that I'll be attending. And from there, we're going to go party with Heavenly and Simone. Or whatever, and we'll be chilling with Heavenly on Saturday.
Shout out to Simone.
Jesus, what is? Shout out to Simone, yes, little baby Simone. So cute, so precious. But yeah, shout out to, shout out to Irene Poetry. Shout out to at Thoughts of Sin. Shout out to, I have a lot of shout outs, but I really do.
Yo,
I have a lot of jobs.
Yo, you know.
Oh, yeah, Evil Monte.
Something you haven't done since we started this show.
What?
You haven't done what's popping on Twitter.
I know. Yeah. I haven't gotten to it. But I could do it, though, after, you know, we come back from commercial break, you know. As far as the whole, like, hashtag?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I didn't do it today, I know. Damn, I smell so fucking good. You know, shout out to the perfume that I'm wearing. It's my Coach. And it's the purple one, whichever, I forget the name, Spring something. But this shit is so fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just...
I don't know what it is.
It's Coach. It's a Coach perfume, but they have multiple, like, they have, like, it's like four different scents that they have. And I believe this one is like some type of like spring or whatever. But it's really good. It's the purple one. If you fucking go to the store and you see and you like look for Coach and you see the purple one, because it's going to come in a box like with purple seeds and the thing is purple. The bottle is purple, has purple in it. It's really, really good. Like, I smell so good. Like, I just, if you would just, you know, like, I just want somebody to just be next to me, just, like, hugging me. And I guarantee you they'll hold me for dumb long, because I smell so great. Like.
So, we got to push out commercial break, gonna pay some bills, and I'm going to see if I can get the 506 train headed over there and shit, so I can,
why you better take the 6 train though? Like, you trying to get head on the way to me to come smell me? That's fucked up. Let's go pay some bills though.
Yo, I got a new phone, so I need some new footage.
Well, wait, what phone do you have?
I got an iPhone.
Oh, your team iPhone? Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah, I had to get rid of my BlackBerry. Yo, my BlackBerry was fucking up. Nobody was on BBM no more. You know what I'm saying? It was time for a change, you know. I still got my other Android, and no lie, the Android is a little bit more reliable than the iPhone, but the iPhone is still pretty damn cool in its own right. But let's get into
that. That's it. I just put the Galaxy team. This shit is dumb awesome. Galaxy 3. That's awesome.
I didn't see,
all right,
like,
yes.
Callers that are in the queue, don't worry. We're going to get back to you as soon as we come back off of this track. So keep rocking with us. I see y'all. Appreciate y'all. And we'll be right back.
Okay, that big money, we get it.
Yeah.
We high as hell, get lifted.
Okay.
Yeah, we in the building.
All
real niggas, feel me. Boy, you mad as hell.
Little
motherfucker got no limit.
Yeah.
Boy, I talk that shit. You know that I live it.
Okay.
I don't see you little niggas, like ain't got no business. Bro, they still spilling.
Yeah.
I'm two cups,
yeah.
I'm sipping. My baby say I'm gifted.
Uh-huh.
She want me up in it.
Ooh.
Hit me up on Twitter. Guess you just say I tweet it.
Ooh. They talk, I live. Yeah. Gone, check the fit.
Turn up.
The realest nigga in the game, no wonder I'm a fitness.
Turn up.
Them hoes love my swag.
Ooh.
My shit is all right. Diamonds on my neck.
I'm sorry. I couldn't do it no more. I couldn't rock with that one no more. I'm sorry, like I just got like the B. I was like, all right, cool, and it was just nah, and it's not, and everyone knows I love the South, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to Smooth to do everything he do, but that there
was so fucking messy. I really don't. I just, yeah, that, yeah. I'm glad you stopped.
So, but
I mean, before you, guy, what's up?
I got something else.
Okay.
I got something else. And
thank you.
Hopefully, this one is better.
Let's hope.
347-857-4302 is the number. Brooklyn Black, and How's Your Head Game on Twitter. Hit us up. Keep up with the show. And enjoy this one, hopefully.
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels. Some people want to kill their sorrow. Some people want to fit in with the popular. That was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip. Then somebody said to me, nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abuse on my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibes. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrives. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most that someone said to me.
Nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First, you hit a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Hold.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank. Frank. That was my shit. I definitely drank some liquor to that. If I slur a little bit, it's because I definitely was drinking to that shit. That's my shit. And every time I do hear that song, though, like, I definitely indulge in liquor. I do. Like, I got faded off of just listening to that song. Like, just pull up, drink.
Wow. Hey, let's get into this next caller here. Last four digits, 2716. 716, you are live on air.
Yo, yo, what it do, what it do?
What's good, what's good?
What's up, what's up?
Yeah, DJ Jeff Fresh checking in.
All right, what's good, homie?
Is it chilling in the lab trying to get this mixtape working on? What's good with y'all?
Chilling, just here, you know, getting it in, All Vibes Radio, chopping it up. So what mixtape you got going on?
See, I'm just working on my debut mixtape coming in as a DJ artist. I'm trying to work with some new artists in the lab. We're just chilling for right now.
That's what's up. You definitely should send me some music so I can definitely play it on the show. And Black will definitely, and my listeners definitely, you know, we'll definitely let you know what we think.
Okay, I'll do that. No doubt.
Definitely.
And just like you saw, if the shit is not cool, I'm going to say it.
If the shit is garbage,
I will say it.
Oh, we good on our end, you know.
Definitely, because I didn't have to break the top of the people's, you know, egos really quickly because they came on like, yeah, and yep, you're going to like it, you're going to love it. And I was just like, I hated it so fucking much. Like, everything about it was wrong, the production, everything. So definitely, you know, when you submit your best work, if that's not all your work, you know, submit the best that you do have. But being that you know, you're an artist and I was definitely talking about what's going on in the industry today, the game today. Who are you fucking with and who are you not fucking with right now?
Okay, well, I definitely like Rocco for some reason right now. Shout out to Rocco. He doing it live, doing it big right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Yo Gotti, you know. I'm from the South, so.
I was just getting ready to ask you because I do hear a little bit of an accent, and I'm from New York, and I have a thing for dudes.
I have a thing for dudes from the South and their accent. Them shits, they just turn me on so much. So what part of the South are you from?
From South Carolina.
Oh, really? Which part?
Columbia.
Columbia, that's what's up. That's what's up.
You done got this nigga giving a bob bus ticket, man.
I was just saying, like, Black, come on, man. You know how I feel about the dudes from the South and their accents and all that other good shit. You know, the hospitality, all of that. They just, it is what it is. So?
No doubt.
That's up. And I definitely do, you know, like I had one of my promoters come on and he, you know, feels like the dudes from the South need to step it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Nowadays, when it comes to the music and the industry today, he feels like they need to step it up a little bit. What do you think about that? Do you think that the dudes in the South, they're holding it down? Or do you think that, you know, they could step it up a notch, being that you are rep in the South?
They could step it up. This would change it up just for a little. Because, you know, basically people talk about the same thing over and over and over and over again. But, you know, it's the South swagger that we have, you know, for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're on the same page.
I definitely do dig that.
I think they should step it up just a little bit more. You know, get a little bit lyrical, you know, in a way.
I definitely do hear that. So I hope by you saying that, you know, you are one from the South that is definitely, you know, observing that and trying to change it up, become more lyrical, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I got love for a lot of uptown artists, a lot of New York, Philly artists, you know. That's what
mm-hmm.
I was born with, you know, born with Nas and Jay-Z and Wu-Tang Clan area, you know.
That's what's up. So, Black, what do you have to say, you know, as far as who he's fucking with, you know, Yo Gotti and...
Well, you know, he named a lot of people, but with me, I gotta hear what he's, you know, I gotta hear where he's coming from. You know what I'm saying? I gotta hear that. And a lot of artists from the South, oh, it's always, I came listening to Nas and Jay and Big and Pac. So is everyone else. You know what I'm saying? Me, I look for artists who mention artists like Rakim, Mos Def, Talib Kweli.
Yeah, but if you're not from New York, though, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you don't go.
I understand what you're saying.
Go as
but
far,
also,
you know what I'm saying?
They have that same buzz down South. Like, hell, even Jada. Jada's lyrical as hell, and he has a hell of a buzz in the South. You know what I'm saying? Even when I record, like, yo, I wish my buzz in down South was the same in New York. You know, so, you know, they say, nah, it's big, you know, that's a giveaway. And then they'll say that, and then they'll come out with something that we heard that I had to cut off earlier. You know what I'm saying? So that's not really showing their influence on that particular artist. Now, with Jay Fresh, I haven't heard none of his stuff yet. So he's saying that's those his influences. Great. I haven't heard his music yet to see if they actually influenced him or if anyone else did. So as far
you.
As Jay Fresh goes, I'm looking forward to hearing what he got to say.
I feel you, but I have to cut you off because as you were talking, I was silently cracking up to myself when you say, like, you know, to say Jay-Z and say Nas is a giveaway. What are you saying? Is that like somebody, if you ask somebody, like, oh, so what is your nationality? And they're like, oh, I'm Jamaican. And they're like, and you're like, okay, well, which part of Jamaica? And they say Kingston. Is that what you're, is that what you're saying?
Yo, that's
oh my gosh, like, that's crazy. Everybody want to say Kingston, like, that's funny, like, as if Kingston's the only part of Jamaica, you know what I mean?
Right,
but,
like,
I mean...
You know, like, Jay-Z and Nas were the only rappers from New York, or were the
I mean,
only...
like I said again, we not, you know, we, you know, I'm just saying, you know, maybe I could be wrong, I was just saying, you know, yes, Jay-Z, Nas, and you know, our art and Wu-Tang Clan, because like, yeah, those are commercial New York rappers. So yes, he could be in South Carolina and Jay-Z and fucking Wu-Tang Clan could come on, you know, they're just like how we have 105.1 out here, they probably have whatever down there, and just like how all the, you know, the chart songs come on the radio stations daily in rotation, it could be like that down there. You know, you have to kind of really be a New York, you know, uptown type of southern dude to really like uptown music and to be like, you know what, like, I'm going to take it as far as fucking Rakim and Heavy D and, you know what I'm saying, like, Grandmaster Flash and shit like that. I'm just saying, I don't know, but I definitely do want to hear your music. So
yeah, we got some nice tracks we're working on right now. As we speak, you know, my engineer, he's in the lab trying to get things right.
That's what's up. So I take it you're following me on Twitter, because I could tweet you my email address. I don't know if you're gonna remember it if I say it to you. It's kinda simple. It's just CEO Nikki Barbs at Gmail, and that's all together, CEO Nikki Barbs at gmail.com. And when you do, just make sure you subject your name so I know, you know, and whoever else, you know, we all know who it's coming from.
Okay. Well,
and,
I'm glad to know where I can catch up with you at, though.
Yeah, just follow me on Twitter at DJ JFresh1. Be there all the time, 24/7.
That's what's up. And before you go really quickly, because I know we have other calls to get to, I just want to know, how do you feel about, I just want to know, like, how do you feel about a female giving head, you know, like on a train, like on public transportation? Do you feel like that's spontaneous, or do you think that that's just straight up and down some whole shit?
To me, that's disrespectful on her end, you know. That's not showing her as a woman to carry herself, but me personally...
Thank you.
Me personally, she should, you know, consider, oh, I'm actually giving her head, that person looking. You know, she shouldn't did it that way. Not on a train. That's nasty.
People got to sit down on them seats, you know.
Exactly, and then, like, say, you know, like, say she, you know, some of her spit and shit, the line of spit hit the seat and shit, and I come on the motherfucking train and shit, and my feet hurt all day, I've been at work, and I just want to sit down, and now I can't sit because, you know, his DNA, her saliva, all of that shit is on the seat. That's crazy. It's nasty. So, thank you. I definitely do appreciate you for calling in, and definitely, you know, keep in touch on Twitter, and definitely, you know, you can rock out with me on All Barbers Radio, you know, every Tuesday and Thursday. I definitely do post if I'm going to be on air or not, so on a day. But thank you for calling.
No doubt. Hey, yo, Brooklyn Black, I see you. Happy birthday to you. More blessings.
Oh, no, that's not me. My birthday is in July. We actually show love to the homie.
We were showing love to one of the All Barbers promoters. It was his birthday, K Continental. So I'll definitely... You know, shout out to K Continental. Yes, that goes for you, kid.
Yo,
oh, yeah.
Thanks. Good looks.
And a blessing to you, big homie.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Thanks.
That's what's up. Okie dokie. So, Zach, you were bothering me, right, about Twitter?
I wasn't bothering you. I was just saying, you know, you ain't go over the trends like you normally would. You know, that's all I'm saying. You know, you kind of went off format. That's all I was saying.
No, because, you know, I don't usually do it every show, but I definitely can do it right now, though. So, okay, so... What's been trending, a couple of topics have been trending on my timeline, and I've been at work.
No, I'm listening.
Oh, I've been at work majority of the day, so Hashtag message to my ex. Message to my ex. Ooh, this is really fun because I know there's probably a whole bunch of things that we all would say to our fucking ex. Like, and if I had to participate in this trending topic, I would say hashtag message to my ex. Like, it was dear ex, it was nice while it lasted. You have an insecurity issue. I hope you can somehow, some way, learn to gain some self-esteem and, you know, progress in life. You're an intelligent individual who has a lot of different things going for yourself, so I would only hope that you would just grow a pair of balls and hope all is well.
Yo, Brooklyn was holding it in for a minute. I just had to let it go. I let it go first.
I'm just saying. I'm just fucking saying. And that was a really short, sweet, nice. You know what I'm saying? That's not even what I would really honestly say. But that's something that, you know, commercial, radio edited. You know, that's to my ex. So, Black, and then we're going to pass it over to Kid. Black, if you had to participate in the trending topic before I start reading some of the things that my followers were saying, hashtag message to your ex, what would you say?
Hashtag message to my ex. You sold me $150, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wait, no, for real?
Hell, yeah.
Get your money.
You
back,
know,
man.
She was, I had an ex and had to answer some hard times, you know. Needed bread to handle some bills and shit like that, and you know that at the time, you know, that was my boo. It was you know, she said I'll pay you back. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, you giving me pussy anyway, so fuck it. You know, so I guess she helped out, gave her the bread, and through the whole time, I'm like, yo, remember you still owe me such and such. Oh yeah, I got you, baby. And then we had broke up. And I'm like, bitch, where my money? Oh, I ain't got it right now. I'm like, yo.
Oh,
you love that, sir.
Sound like a
phone. Yo, wait a minute. Okay. Hold on, because, okay, this is my thing. This is the thing that get me with niggas, okay? I'm your fucking, a.k.a., I hate this word, boo, but, okay, I'm your boo, right? We're dating at the time. And I tell you that, you know, I need help with a bill. And we're supposed to be dating, you know what I'm saying? And although I could do something strange for a little bit of change, I decide to ask you, the nigga that I'm dating, to help me out. And even though I might say the words, like, because I may not know how to really, you know, I may not be comfortable, or this might be my first time asking you, like, for actual cash money, because, you know, it's 2012 and niggas used to be thinking the most when you just ask for a certain amount of money. You know what I'm saying? I would probably say to you, like, I'll pay you back, whatever. But, you know, not really expecting you to be on some, you know, shit like, all right, bitch, like, in the next week, like, don't forget. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, if it's under $100 and you're my girl or my boo, whatever, I'm not really going to say nothing about it. Under $100, like, but once you go over $100, And the thing was, it wasn't her first time asking me for something. Because she before she go, oh, baby, can I have such and such? You know what I'm saying? Only reason why I still hold that loan, because that's how she said, hey, baby, may I borrow? Can you loan me $150 so I can handle this bill? She didn't say, baby, give me $100. She said, can you loan me $150 for this, you know what I'm saying, for this bill? I will pay you back. I'm like, okay, fine. So now it's a loan. Like I said, but if she asked me for it, if I got it, yeah, I'll give it to her.
Gives
you know
loan.
What I mean? But once she says borrow, loan, let me hold until that gives me inclination, yeah, you're either going to A, pay me back in money, or you're going to pay me back in a whole lot of sexual favors.
Wow.
I guess that's just like, I would think differently. Like, how, even if mommy was like, babe, like, can you just, like, loan me whatever, whatever, whatever. I need to do whatever, whatever, whatever. If I really love and care for this individual, like, I'm going to give it. You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm doing, I'm doing because I want to do, not because I have. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So even if that's the thing. I'm like that. If you're not my fucking babe, if I don't call you daddy, if you're not fucking me, financing me, or feeding me, you know what I'm saying? And then you ask me, okay, yo, you know, hey, Nikki, can you loan me X, Y, and Z, whatever, I'll pay you back on, da, 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 da. All right, then I'm going to hold you to that. But if you're, like, because you're not feeding fucking financing, fucking rubbing my back, nothing. It's
no,
not, it's not,
hard,
you know what I'm saying? I'm not really. What?
Like, yo.
He's a
tough
dog.
You got to work this yourself. If you plan on just loaning the shit, then fine. Say you unload it, and then, yo, I'm going to expect to pay, you know, I'm going to expect payment back. But if you say, baby, let me have such and such, fine.
Because I couldn't see how, I couldn't see how I asked you, hey, babe, can you please loan me, you know, X, Y, and Z, $400, blah, blah, blah. And I couldn't see how every, like, maybe, like, 2 days after that or every other day after that, you're not listening. Like, I couldn't see how I asked you that, and, like, every other day after that, you know, up until the time, I guess, you was expecting it back. You know what I'm saying? And I've been fucking you and sucking you and doing everything that, you know, just everything is going on. Are you still going to fucking ask me for the shit?
Well, shit, if you work it off, then that's cool. See, that would be the terms of the loan for the funds you exchange and anything that. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, it's all in how you worship. So she goes, baby, let me, because like I said, if she asks for me and that's my girl, if I have it, she will get it. Regardless, if she asks if she can borrow, she asks if she can have it. You feel what I'm saying? In fact, she asks if she can borrow it. And I wasn't hounding her every day. I wasn't hounding her like every day or every other week, hey, you got my money? You know what I'm saying? I wasn't doing that.
All right, well, let me tell
you
something.
When she started getting real brand new with her shit, and then when I realized, yo, the end is near.
The end is near. Kind of like a movie. The end is near.
Something. I just got a pair of $850 diamond earrings. I'll be damned if a nigga asks me for these shits back ever in life.
Hold up.
Never get them shits back.
$150 earring.
That is right. So what? But it's also fine jewelry. So I'll be damned.
He looked at it like this. One of two ways. One, that's a gift to give in good favor with you. Or B, that's a down payment for that pussy.
Woo!
So if one of them just go down, best believe he will ask for the motherfuckers back.
Wow.
Really? You think so? Like, you know what, and it's so funny because the individual, because I act like, okay, wow, you know, this is like, you know, like, what the fuck did I do to deserve this, you know what I'm saying? And it was just like, because
yeah,
I enjoy.
Yeah, y'all pay me for the pussy right there.
Nope.
So when you guys go to dinner or some shit, afterwards, he's going to be looking for that shit. Like, when he walks to the door, you see him grabbing the front of his pants?
He's in more than, you know what, it's so funny though, because that was just the earrings. I actually did get a I got my birthstone necklace, and I also got the Michael Kors down packable jacket that I wanted for a while that I kept talking about, and he actually surprised me. He got it, and it is what it is.
Wow.
But I'm just saying, this person enjoys.
Did you send him a naked picture or some shit? Because a dude ain't gonna spend coin like that on.
How the fuck you know what any dude is gonna do? See, not every dude is like you and is like kid and is like other dudes that have the mentality. Like, you know what? If I buy her a pair of $850 diamond earrings, I'm good. It's a down payment on that pussy. You know what I'm saying? What if this individual got it like that? What if they right now they're very young in age? with their boss at the same time. I mean, like they
and,
make,
still, and it's still tricky. Okay,
and they don't have, and they don't have, and they're not, and they're not doing anything illegally. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely everything is time recorded. You know what I mean? And what if they don't have any kids? They don't have any major bills. So if this is how they treat themselves, if this is how they treat themselves, like. What's wrong with this individual wanting to always likes to fucking see me smile and happy all the time because that results
I like
in
to
great
see you
conversation.
Smile too. That's why I tell you jokes.
I'm just saying. So yes, that's 800. I'll be damned if he asks for all of this shit back because the only way he's gonna get this shit back is if he fucking sues me.
So
yeah, niggas do that shit nowadays. Shit.
What? Or if he sends a rack of bitches to come suck me up and beat all the shit out of me, that's the only
wow.
way he would get the shit back.
You know, I just believe it. Because $800 earrings and all that, he ain't getting it back.
Yeah.
You know,
you better change your number, put in a change of address.
And it's so funny because The only reason why I was left with the receipt was because the instructions on the care and was on the long print end of the receipt. And all the how I feel like, you know, if anything was to happen. Yeah, so, I mean, it just, I wish a nigga would, yes, give me some shit. And then if I'm your girl or if I'm your boo or if I'm your fucking babe or love or fucking sweetie, dear, honey, whatever the fuck y'all niggas call girls nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Then I don't really expect for you to be like, yeah, so it's the first of the month, bitch, and I know you got that. You know?
Look,
I'm not going to pressure you to fucking cash in your food stamp to fucking give me my bread.
Look, see, that's when shit comes to the plate because fuck around me, I'll have a chick sign a notarized letter. I'll get you the diamond ring and shit, and they say diamonds are forever, but just in case them diamonds ain't forever, that motherfucker needs to come back with me. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
But we have hit 10 o'clock as always. So Nikki, come on, let's wrap this up. Let's get ready for the weekend and all that good shit.
Yes, because I have fucking 3 days off. I just flashed myself. I just let my girls hang out. Woo! Yes, I have 3 days off, fucking Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I will be going back to work on Monday. But, yes, I have 3 days off. And, like I always fucking say after the show, at the end of the show, rather, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about you, about what you got going on. I fucking grind. I get it. Money makes my fucking pussy wet. And it also pays my bills. It takes care of me and mine. And it also... You know what I'm saying? And it's just also a necessity to have to live in this world today. So, in other words, I'm just talking to the niggas that are broke and the bitches that are broke that are not doing shit with themselves. Like, that's me bragging, so you feel bad. So maybe you would get the motivation to do something with yourself so you can flash your titties out of a Victoria's Secret, you know, bra that costs about, like, $70. And, yeah, just keep doing you, and I love you, and good night. Happy birthday again, kid, and yes, I will definitely try to get up with you. I will definitely try to get up with you and your little invitation, you know, tomorrow night, my weekend. Yeah, he's having, you know, a get-together, whatever, for his birthday and shit like that. Family-oriented, friends, good people, good time. So definitely, yes, Black, you already know, let's go.
All right, and as always, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam, protect your clan. Arrival out, don't drink and drive. I'll be in the building tomorrow night for pregame radio. We got Ken Gret out of Cleveland, Ohio, in the building with us. So we'll definitely see what they're talking about, as well as your throwbacks. And, of course, Ed will be back in the building with me, so definitely check it out. And, of course, happy born day to the homie K Continental.
You know, we definitely got mad jokes afterwards. So, you guys have a good one. And, of course, follow everybody here on Twitter, man. Y'all already know what it is. You guys have a good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.